Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, as we were sadly predicting and hoping it wouldn't happen, we have millions of people battling this storm system, Elliot, it's called Elliot, and freezing cold temperatures, power outages, which is something that could be very, very deadly during this time of year. And from my personal perspective, I'm getting a bunch of calls for frostbite, frost nip, and cold-type injuries. And so I wanted to just talk about that really quickly. As you know, we have this winter storm Elliot that's hitting, I believe, the Appalachians and the East Coast and the Midwest, has sub-freezing temperatures with wind chill temperatures dropping below 40. So patients are calling in, because I'm licensed in multiple states, people are calling in showing me pictures of their hands, showing me pictures of their toes. It doesn't look good. One looked black. So we're having some major injuries, so I just want to talk to you about it. Okay, first and foremost, you can get any sort of cold injury. Frost nip, frost bite. Frost nip is a milder, earlier form of frost bite. Just by being outside for a few seconds. Everybody thinks you're good for 10 minutes. And so they think, I have 10 minutes, I have 9 minutes left, I have 8 minutes left. Seconds is enough to cause injury, especially when you're looking at wind chills and temperatures below 40 in multiple parts of the country. Always have your skin protected. Always have your body protected. Try not to be out in the cold if you don't have to be. I had one patient who was wearing gloves and still suffered those types of injuries. So why? Why is it happening? Well, when your body is exposed to extreme weather or anything extreme, it has to decide and triage what's the most important. So it really cares about your brain. It cares about your heart. So blood will shunt from the extremities, like the fingertips, the toes, the tips of the ears, the tips of your nose, what the body thinks are less important body parts to the more important. That does include penis, people. I know to you the penis might be the most important thing. Includes that as well. And it wants to have the warmest blood protecting the heart and the brain. So you get this vasoconstriction where the blood has to kind of shunt. And so the little blood vessels in the tips of your fingers in response to cold will constrict. Well, if you don't get blood flow to the tips of your fingers or the tips of your nose or genitals, etc., then eventually the tissues don't get oxygen. And then they start becoming injured. So early forms of frostbite is called frost nip. And so you might feel a little prickling. You might feel pain. You might feel a burn. You might feel a sting. Those are things that are alerting you that you need to get the hell out of the cold. You could also notice color changes, and a person you're with might start looking pale. If they start looking pale, that's blood shunting. That's blood coming, you know, rosy cheeks. That's because you got a lot of perfusion. Blood doesn't care about the face. It's going to go to the brain, go to the heart. So pallor or your hands looking whiter or lighter than usual could be a sign of early frostbite or frost nip. Frostbite, and as more cold injury happens, your lips are going to turn more blue. Your fingers might turn more blue because, again, it's not getting oxygenated blood. You're having more of the deoxygenated blood there. More pallor. Your skin may start to get waxy and change its texture. You could start getting blisters, just like a burn. You could get a freezer burn, and so you could get blisters. and then stinging, swelling, burning sensation. That's second degree. By third degree, we have numbness. You can't feel. Your skin could start turning black, blue, gray, severe blisters. These are medical emergencies. Patients are calling in saying, can I put some Neosporin on it? And I, you know, I get it. I get it. It's really hard to go outside to go to a doctor or a medical facility because of the weather, because of the snow, because of the blizzard. I get it. But the problem is you can lose your limbs. And not just the tips of the fingers. You can lose hands. You can lose feet. I had said when I was in Arizona, there was one of my classmates, his sister and her friend were, I think, driving up to go skiing near Flagstaff, and they took a wrong turn, they got caught in the snow, and they had to survive on snow and some peanuts in their car for days. Well, because of the freezing temperatures, some of their toes, they got such severe frostbite that some of them, one lost her toes, one I believe had to lose a foot. And so there's only so much we could do. Once you start to kill off the tissue in these extremities, it could get infected, and then that could extend up to the rest of the body. So we do need to see one person. We do need to assess the integrity of the vessels, integrity of the skin. Do not stick anything in hot water. When you want to rewarm, all right, use warm water, not hot. Just like with a burn. Don't be using ice on a burn. The tissue is damaged. Use cool water for a burn. When it's a cold injury, use warm water. Nothing hot. Okay? This warm water will try to hopefully reheat, will hopefully vasodilate those vessels, try to get more blood flow. If the pain is still there and you start seeing any of the color changes, get yourself seen. I don't want you treating this at home. Many of you are calling me a day or two late, and as I said, the fingers are looking black. That's a sign of necrosis, cell death. We want to salvage the tissue. If there's some tissue that can't be salvaged, we get it off, debrided right away, and then we do wound care and try to save the rest of the skin that is alive. Some of you might think, you know what, it's mild. It's mild. When in doubt, get it checked out. Do not put a bunch of salves on there. If you have, you know, a little burn or a little blister or a little, you know, a small area of frost and nip, we might use antibiotic ointments. But if you're not sure, don't be delaying care, salving up your hands. Most of the injuries I'm seeing are hands, obviously, because we're working with our hands and, you know, sometimes these gloves are not enough. Make sure what you're wearing is weather grade. A lot of things look like they're winter coats, winter gloves, winter hats. They're not. Protect yourselves. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of you have reached out about that Raiders fan that was berating that Patriots fan who I think was at his first NFL game. Some of you have asked if I know her. I don't think I do. The problem is a lot of people look very similar to me. And when I got to see if she's maybe a somebody I know on Facebook or Instagram. It's hard because Las Vegas is a city of, you know, with Pahrump and Henderson and surrounding areas. Southern Nevada has about 2 million people, but it is amazing how small a world it is. And so when I first looked, I was like, that's not so-and-so, but I don't know who it is. So, no, I don't know that person. I was not at the game. I haven't gone to a Raiders game yet. They're kind of expensive. It took me a while to go to a Vegas night game at T-Mobile Arena because the tickets were expensive. Tickets were about $230. And I, of course, I'm not going alone. I'm bought for me and my husband. And so it's kind of expensive. For the Raiders game, I haven't really looked into it yet. I want to go to the game if they play the Cowboys because I'm a huge Cowboys fan. But I do love the Raiders. They're in my city. I'm very proud of their win against the Patriots, which by the way, was fascinating. I didn't get to watch the whole game because I forget which game I was watching that day. And we switched our cable, so sometimes I don't get all the stations. But apparently we were tied. The Raiders were tied with the Patriots. Then the Patriots had possession of the ball, tried to do some flea flicker thing. I would have just gone into overtime. I'm not really sure why they did this risky move, but they flea flickered it, and then I think the Raiders picked it, and then they were able to score, and it was a defensive score, and then the Raiders won. So in this video, you see a Raiders fan just screaming at a Patriots fan who's standing there. And there's two people, the Patriots fan and somebody else. And, okay, you know, I get that some people want to celebrate, but when you go to these games and you're sitting next to people who have, you know, who are wearing different jerseys, I mean, you know, just be like, you know, good game, okay? You know, where's the good, being a good sport? And, you know, you could high-five people who are on your side, but she just screams and yells. And you don't hear, and again, I didn't see the whole video. All you saw what was being spread on social media, but it really looked bad. And all you see is a gentleman, you know, just standing there with his friend, watching what happened. Everybody was probably in awe because it was a game that was tied, and then they had possession. It could have gone to overtime, and it didn't. And they made this move. Not sure what Bill Belichick was thinking, but Raiders end up winning. I don't understand why, what the fan was upset about, why the fan was berating these two individuals. And one of the gentlemen there was wearing a Tom Brady jersey. He was wearing number 12, so my guess is that was for Tom Brady, who, when he used to play for the Raiders, his name was Jerry Edmond. This was his first NFL game ever. I still haven't been to an NFL game. I need to be. I mean, I watch a lot of football, but I need to be because I just love the whole in-person. When the Running Rebels were in the national championships back in the early 90s. Just going to a game live was fantastic. It's like no other, you know, no other experience. But he sits there, he takes it. I would be like, lady, get out of my face. But he kept his cool. I don't know if she was with her husband or a boyfriend. He tries to hug her to kind of get her away from him. You can see he must be scared of her because he kind of comes up and he gives her a bear hug. You know, it looks like he wants to stop her, but then he's like, hug me. So he hugs her, and then, you know, she high fives, and then she goes right back. It's like, what the hell was her beef? And apparently this guy was berated so much that Robert Kraft found out about it, offered him tickets to the next game this weekend. I think he's also going to get some other gifts. He gave him a voicemail message. So very, very cool. And Jerry Edmond said he kept his cool. He didn't want to ruin his first NFL game. And I am pretty impressed. He said, I didn't say anything crazy to anybody. All I said was, that's the Derek Carr I know. When the Patriots scored, I yelled, yep, Raiders fans, I think it's time to go home. And he comes over, so I think she's talking about, he's talking about the husband. Oh, so you're talking to me. Now, okay, can I just say, stop it, people. These football games, just like I said with politics, you, I mean, I think it is ridiculous when we get so diehard that we forget our own humanity and we start going after people just because they're wearing a jersey, just because they're Democrat or Republican, just because they, what is wrong with us? We're animals. Okay, I get, you know, being a Dallas Cowboy fan, that you can have pride. And I could see a complete stranger wearing a jersey across an airport. I'll go up to him. Yeah, depending on who he is. Yes, does Bryant jersey or whatever. And I'll say something, and we'll bond for a split second. I think that's cool. I love being able to bond. I love the positive. But if I see somebody in a Commander's jersey or an Eagles jersey, I don't hate. You know, I'll say great game. You know, I won some money on the Eagles last week or something like that. Who cares? They're an Eagles fan. You know, somebody's a Steelers fan. Somebody's a... But, you know, these people, they take it so seriously. And I told you the reason why. It's because we humans want to be animals. We want to fight. It's in our DNA to be combative. Now, we've domesticated. We'll wear ties. We might wear high heels. We might wear, you know, jewelry and try to spanks and try to have good posture and all that. But humans want to be, at their core, animals. And you saw this woman looking for a fight. I'm like, okay, lady, you back off. He could punch you. What are you doing? You know, we live in a time where you don't know who. Look at that woman in Walmart that comes to another, one of the workers and holds her at gunpoint. You know, you don't mess with people. Remember there was somebody who was thrown down the stairs because somebody bumped into her racing up the stairs at a Subway or something like that. And she goes, excuse me. And then he turns and he pushes her down the stairs. I'm not correcting anybody. I'm not correcting anybody on their grammar. I'm not correcting anybody on their mannerisms at a Subway. I am not, do your own thing. Leave me the hell alone. I don't want to get into it with you. Do I feel like sometimes yelling at somebody? Oh, yeah. Do I feel like giving somebody the middle finger, cussing at them? Oh, I do. And, you know, on the road, man, I'll scream a cuss, you know, every day as I drive to work by these idiots cutting me off. But what happened there does not represent Las Vegas, does not represent us, you know, as Raider fans. You know, when we host a game, we know how to host. Las Vegas now becoming a sports hub is, I mean, look at what we've done with the Aces and the Aviators and the Golden Knights. And I mean, we are attracting sports and major league, minor league, because we're the bomb. Vegas is amazing. And when you have people who acted, I don't even know if she's local. I don't know who this person was, but it doesn't represent us Vegas people. But it does exemplify that you have individuals that just really want to fight. And I know this because I've seen people where they'll berate their kids or they'll pick a fight with their spouse. It's just all they want to do is have combat. All they want to do is have drama. I just want to go to work, do my job, and leave. I just want to go to a store, buy, and leave. And you would think if everybody just stayed to themselves, but it's not like that. There's people just looking for a fight. Now, is it because they have depression? Is it because they have anxiety? Is it because they have low serotonin? Is it because they have severe mental illness? Is it because somebody lashed out at them and they can't do anything about it? You see that all the time with like mid-management, where the manager will rip you a new one because their boss is on their butt. And so, you know, people will use a game when you can yell and scream and you know, hate the other side, but not really hate. They'll use that as an excuse. Well, look at all the fights we've been seeing at some of these games where people will just start beating up. I thought it was ridiculous that Buffalo fans were throwing snowballs at Miami Dolphin players. You know, I love watching after the game and you see the players hug. And a lot of them are on opposite sides. They're, you know, guys, this is a show. All right? Many of these players are best friends. It's a show. Don't lose your humanity. Don't get yourself thrown in jail or don't get yourself hurt. And kudos to the sky for, holding it, you know, together with this woman. I would have. 1-877-DOCTOR.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. While much of the USA is digging out from the holiday winter storm, that is not the case in western New York. It's still snowing.
From 4 a.m. today through 1 p.m. tomorrow, up to 8 to 12 inches is expected in the most persistent band area.
Erie County, New York Executive Bob Poloncarz also says at least 25 people in his county have died because of the storm. Nationwide, power is still out for tens of thousands. Freeze alerts remain up across the Deep South, and it's still a huge mess at airports across the USA.
I am from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm trying to get home to my family, and I can't do that until Wednesday.
At this hour, FlightAware counts more than 1,700 canceled flights, another 2,700 delayed. Wall Street's closed for the Christmas holiday. The markets closed higher Friday, but fell for the week. Stocks are historically down this week as people sell in the final days of the year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked about pink eye, and is pink eye a symptom of COVID? Yes, absolutely. In fact, I have been seeing pink eye come 5 to 7 days after somebody's COVID infection. Not everybody gets it, but when your child starts getting the red in both eyes and kind of the goopiness in both eyes, a lot of adults are getting red eyes. That could be a sign of COVID. Doesn't mean it is always COVID, but it could be a sign. I haven't seen a lot of red eyes with flu, but keep in mind a lot of people aren't testing. They're just using telemedicine, so it's guessing a lot. But for those testing positive with COVID, and they call in 5-6 days later with red eyes, I can tell you with certainty that, yes, red eyes, I brought this up a couple years ago, red eyes could be a symptom of COVID. Pink eye. Just really quickly here, some of you have asked about pink eye because a lot of you are waking up with some goopy, crusties, things like that, red eyes. Many of you are misdiagnosing your pink eye. Some of you are underdiagnosing it. So pink eye or conjunctivitis comes with a virus. And when we were kids, we would wake up and not be able to open our eyes. We would scream bloody murder until our mommies ran into the room. And mommies miraculously knew what to do to make it better, would put some warm compresses and open up the sticky goo, because when it dries, it's like super glue, would clean off our eyes, would be able to open them up. And then, of course, our eyes look red because we're crying and screaming the whole time. And then moms have to wait until we calm down to then assess how red our eyes are. Then take us to the doctor, and then the doctor would give us antibiotic eye drops, even though it was viral. It's a viral sort of process. But, and I'll tell you why in a second. But when we do have cough, cold, sore throat, remember, with a virus, you get multiple symptoms as opposed to a bacteria infection. So if you have, let's say, a bacterial vaginal infection, it'll only really be in the vagina. Unless, of course, something spreads throughout the body. We're not talking about sepsis. If you have strep throat, it's usually about the throat. You won't usually get a cough or nose-type symptoms with strep. Unless the strep's a secondary infection. But bacteria, with the way it grows and it divides, it'll grow on site and it'll fester there. It'll multiply and you'll have symptoms. Just like an ear infection. When you have an ear infection, it's usually the ear. If you have a virus, because the virus gets into the cell and then the cell explodes and these viral particles have to find new cells, you get more of a systemic response. You get more of the, you know, multiple symptoms, cough and sneezing and sore throat and stomach ache and diarrhea. That's why with flu and COVID, a lot of us are having GI symptoms with it. Whereas if you have a bacterial colon infection, like E. coli, you're not going to have a sore throat. You're not going to have a cough with that. But if you have flu or COVID, you can. So you guys get that? How bacteria set up shop and they multiply and they usually stay in one place unless, of course, it gets bad and then it goes into the bloodstream. Viruses are usually already all over. So that's why when your eyes start getting red and pink and it's both of them, it's viral. When you have just one eye that gets all red and mean, then that could be bacterial. You could spread it from one eye to the next, but a virus is usually throughout. Bacteria will be more localized. So we use antibiotic eye drops for both. A lot of doctors are saying, look, pink eye is viral, it'll go away on its own. But as I've said before, there's something anti-inflammatory about antibiotics that seems to make these viruses go away quicker. I don't know if it's because many of these viruses require bacteria. Maybe it's because these medications just have this somehow antiviral property. Because I got to tell you, these people swear by Z-Packs for bronchitis, and most bronchituses are viral. But there's something about that Z-Pack that knocks it out. Same thing with these women that don't have UTIs, but they take an antibiotic and all of a sudden it feels better when they pee. So, same thing with these pink eye drops. These pink eye drops are not antiviral. They're antibiotic drops. They're supposed to fight bacteria, but we give them for a viral pink eye to subside the symptoms. Probably because it just helps make it feel better. Or maybe it changes the environment such that the virus can't persist and do its worst. Now, I have had patients calling in where the previous doctor gave them antibiotic eye drops, but their eyes are still red. Well, a red eye doesn't mean pink eye. Pink eye, little pink, feels like maybe some sand in the eye. Your eye will get goopy. But when you have one red eye that waters, that isn't necessarily pink eye or a bacterial eye infection. That could be an inflammatory process. It could be glaucoma. It could be iritis. And so I see people say, you know, keep putting antibiotic eye drops in their eyes. And I'm like, you need to get yourself seen. So when do you need to get seen for your eyes? Well, first and foremost, I vote for any eye, having somebody examine the eye. A lot of parents are like, oh, yeah, my kid has one eye that's red and goopy. The other eye's fine. It's pink eye. Okay, it could be. But did anybody examine the eye to see if there's an eyelash in there? Did anybody examine, you know, there could be something else. Could be dust that got into the eye. Other foreign body. When I see a contact lens wearer say, yeah, I took out my contact and it looks like I have pink eye, maybe the contact lens scratched the cornea. Maybe there's a ulceration. Maybe there's a parasite from not cleaning them properly. That's only affecting that one eye. So when to get seen, personally, I think all eye issues should be seen. I know we're treating them a lot over the phone, but when it comes to the eyes, I just don't want to mess around. And we can't 100% say what's going on. Also, if you do have a cough, cold, or any recent issues, and your at-home COVID test was negative, as I've said, many people who are COVID positive were negative at home the first couple days. Get that retested or get a PCR. If you have blurred vision, your vision getting blurry is not a good sign. Now, it could just be because of the goop. And I'll ask patients, I'm like, is it blurry because you have a film over your eye from the goop? Or is it blurry because there's something wrong with the eye after you clean it? And a lot of them say, oh, no, once I clean off the goop, my eyesight is perfect. Okay, that's a good sign. But still, any sort of blurred vision, we want that checked out. If your eye is watering a lot, okay, that means your body is trying to flush something out of it or it's injured. So you know how if you sprain your knee or ankle, it swells? Your eye, that's kind of a similar process where the eye is trying to bring inflammatory fluid, but it'll tear and come out. Your eye is trying to wash it out. It's trying to flush it out. It's trying to protect it. And sometimes your eye will swell. Okay, if your eye is getting swollen, if your eye is really watering, if your eye is really red, you got to get checked out. If you look at the light and your eyes are bothered by the light, and when a parent says, you know, my son wants the lights out, he won't let me turn on the lights. Okay, that's a sign of some severe irritation. It could also be a sign of meningitis because some people will say it worsens their headache. If they have headache, neck pain, and light bothers their eyes, that could be a sign of a meningitis, infection of the brain or spinal cord, encephalitis, infection of the brain. So when in doubt, get it checked out. Do not mess with the eyes. If you are a contact lens wearer, please tell the provider. I do not like contact lenses in when you treat with drops. I know some doctors say, you can leave it in, no big deal. You wear glasses. All right? I do not want the eye having to struggle with something foreign in it when it's trying to get out whatever pathogen is in there. So usually I recommend glasses if you have them, because I don't want you without, you know, not being able to see while you're treating an eye infection. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Keep the questions coming.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as we transition from Christmas, a Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa to everything you celebrate and enjoy this holiday season. Blessings to you and your family, families and friends. As we transition from Christmas to New Year's and then getting ready for 2023, there's going to be a lot of talks about careers, economy, where you go, what money you need to make, and there's a lot of stress that comes with that. For those of you that are small business owners, you're stressed. And I get it. It's stressful. Staff's not coming in. Staff's calling out. Staff is sick. Staff is frustrated with their pay. You are barely making a profit, still struggling from the COVID pandemic lockdowns and the changes there. And it's frustrating. One such stressor for employers is the pay transparency. A law that sounds very logical. Employers, multiple states have laws passed where employers have to post the pay range. This is to avoid there being any discrepancy between men, women, minorities. The realities of it are causing some issues. And many employers are now, and we knew this happened, anytime you try to progress and help the employee, it could turn around and hurt the employee. Many employers are now posting lower salary ranges. And the reason why, and this happened, this has been happening for years, is you'll have somebody who'll come in an interview, and they're a go-getter. And they're like, I'm not taking this job for under $50,000, let's say. And the boss is like, okay, well, you know, we only pay $45,000. Sorry, you can have me if it's $50,000, but if not, I got offered another job. So the boss is like, you know what, we'll give you the $50,000. Whereas a female might apply, and she might be like, you know, well, what is the job offer? We offer $45,000 with benefits. Okay, that'll do. I'll take the job. So now you have on the payroll a man making less than a woman, or a woman making less than a man. All of a sudden, that, you know, makes headlines. It looks like there's pay disparity, but it's because the way we did it old school is you would negotiate your pay, and whatever you were able to get at the negotiating table is what you got. The problem is many companies, if they had people that would, you know, say, look, I'm walking, if I don't get paid more, etc., you start having these pay discrepancies. Not everybody is being paid the same, which is why I keep telling women, ask for it. You know, we got to do what our male brethren do. You want to get, you know, paid well, you know, and I get it. A lot of us are like, look, I got to feed my family. I'm not going to. I really like this job. I'll make that salary work. But somebody else is going to ask more and they're going to make more. Well, a problem a lot of employers are having is after this whole labor shortage, they needed to attract people. So they had to attract people with much higher salaries. So somebody sitting there at their desk for the last 5 years, all of a sudden goes online with this pay transparency and goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're offering $70,000 for a new employee, entry level, and I'm only making $50,000? Oh, hell no. So then the employees are like, wait a second here, you need to pay us more. And they're right. That would suck. I've seen that in businesses where nobody gets a raise and nobody moves and everybody's making less. All of a sudden somebody new comes in, makes more, and they're like, wait a second, that's not fair. And it should be fair. That sucks for those people who were there for the last 5 years not making. So these employers are like, okay, if we have to do pay transparency, we need to basically post what our current people are making. The problem is we needed to attract new people, so we went up. So what's happening now? They're bringing the rates down. They're trying to pay labor less. Because otherwise, they have to take their whole employee payroll and move it up. They can't afford that. They're in trouble. So this pay transparency will help in terms of, guys, this is what everybody makes. But the pay transparency is supposed to, you know, run a gamut of thousands of dollars. You can still have people that make more than other people. And then you could, like I said, fall into that trap where somebody who asked for more got more. And so now it looks like they're being paid more because of bias. But a lot of times what we want to do to help other people is, will then in turn be like, you know what, let's just show the 50,000 range. Guys, we just pay from 50 to 55. This way, if anybody is at work, goes online, because a lot of people at work just screw around on the internet, can see that, they won't get mad. Well, on the flip side, we have a report that the average American will not take a job if it doesn't pay over 74 grand. And I get it. Rent is expensive. Food is expensive. Power is expensive. Our phones are expensive. Our Wi-Fi is expensive. Can't live on $40,000 a year very easily. And as multiple states pay such good benefits that many people are like, I make more money being unemployed. If somebody is going to get off unemployment, if somebody is going to not use the subsidies, the Obamacare subsidies, all the other things because of their low income, that job has to be at least 74 grand for it to make it worth their while to not be unemployed. Well, that's expensive. The average, you know, small business owner can't be paying that. So according to the New York Federal Reserve Bank, they said the lowest average annual pay workers are willing to accept from a new employer in November was $73,667. The new figure is an increase of about $800 since the bank's last report in July. They gather data every 4 months, but it's going up. And these workers are cash-strapped. They want to save money. And, you know, I was telling my kids, guys, go find a roommate. You know, when you move out, you won't be able to pay for your apartment by yourself, so get a roommate. Well, if none of their friends are interested in moving to an apartment, then they're going to have to do what I did, where have any random stranger move in with you. Well, things are different now. People don't want to be living with random strangers. People don't want, didn't a child get drowned by his mother's boyfriend because he bit the guy's finger, so he drowns the boy in a toilet? I think there's a headline today. You know, having other people in the house and boyfriends and girlfriends and partners and people you don't know, you know, people aren't as free living as they used to be. They're more cautious. So it is expensive. More people want to live alone, or they only want to have one roommate who they know and trust, or they and so it's getting more expensive to hire people. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think Nevada also has this pay transparency, and you see that all the time on Glassdoor and ZipRecruiter. This position pays this, which I like. I think we do need to let people know what the salary is, because I can't tell you how many times they act like, oh, you're going to make this much, and then when you get there, you don't. So, I've been lied to. I get it. I totally get that. But on the flip side, employers are saying, wait a second, we were offering a lot more money because of post-COVID, and now we're going to have all our employees find out and get mad, and we're going to have to give everybody raises or they walk out. We're bringing the rates back down. So it's stressful. A lot of you guys are feeling the stress. Just, you know, enjoy the holidays. This is one of the happiest times of year for most of us. For those of you with the holiday blues, I get it. You know, not everybody is happy. It's a stressful time. A lot of money being spent, holiday shopping, you know, hurts the pocketbook. Some of you have family to see who you don't want to see. Many of you are traveling and having to deal with the storms and delays. You know, this can be the most stressful time of year. In fact, holiday time is heart attack time of year. We usually see a huge spike of heart attacks, and we call it the holiday heart. It's stressful. So, look, you know, put yourself first, all right? You don't have to make a decision in a matter of minutes. Write the pros and cons. Take a look at what your options are and you know, breathe through it. I get it stressful. So many people have been calling asking for Xanax. I tell you, the number one drug people ask for, you know, during the holidays, with the exception of antibiotics for their colds, is Valium or Xanax. All right, we got this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.